That word is a compound word, thanks and giving. The word thanks in the Greek comes from a word called eucharisto, where you get the word Eucharist. EU is a prefix meaning good. And then charis is a word in Greece meaning, or in Greek meaning grace. And so it's good grace is actually how the word translates to us. But we're celebrating Thanksgiving. And if there's any particular thing that I have really enjoyed about being here with you all is that we give thanks easily. And so we're going to do a couple things where we do that. But the first one that we want to do is if you want to make a public thank you to people here, this would be your chance to do it about anything that's happened in this last year. So if that is of interest, yeah, Kathy, and you can stand or you can just sit where you are.
Okay, I'm fairly new here, but it's been maybe a couple of months. And the minute I got here, I felt an outpouring of love. And I felt the sign out here said, I've been waiting for you. Welcome home or come home.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that
I
sign.
Saw that, and then I came in, and the way everybody reacted to me made me feel the same way I feel when I walk into my parents' home and everybody's there and they're all so happy to see me and everything is so full of love. And I want to thank all of you for that feeling that you inspired in me. And it's truly a blessing from God. Thank you.
So there'll probably be others that want to do this, but I want to say thank you as the person in charge of the, as a pastor here for yesterday and all of the ways all of you served with trying to make this a great day for Max. And now I'm going to tell a Max story. I'm not going to tell one story. Michael can tell the one story. He knows it, but I'm going to tell this story. So it's Friday. The wedding is Saturday. And I'm sitting at my house, and what do you think I'm doing at my house? I'm playing banjo, trying to figure out a new song, and my phone rings, and here's the conversation. Bill, is that you? Who else would answer my phone, you know? Hello? Anyway, he says, it's Max. Are you worried? It kind of caught me off guard, and I said, Max, I got married 50 years ago. I'm not the one who has to worry about whatever. He's like, yeah. And I said, yeah, I'll be fine. Okay, see ya. And my wife, bless her that she's stuck with me all these years, she said, you know, you failed that phone call. He was looking for you to say, Max, it'll be fine. You're good. And I told Marisa, I just didn't have that in my head. And she said, You're such a guy. Anyway, just so you can laugh at various things that have happened. But anybody else want to say anything about yesterday? Go ahead, Sue.
So I didn't know if I could get through it yesterday with the opening prayer, and I saw Harvey Miller on the back row, and I just lost it. So maybe I can get through this. This is how I envision heaven, and I shared that with some of you. I don't know what it'll be like. Says we'll be transformed and we'll have new bodies.
Amen.
And we'll be like him. So thank you for all of you. Because I walk in here and I think, like you, Kathy, I've come home. This is what heaven will be like. Except there will be no more sickness and no more sorrow, no more tears. That's what he promises us, and he keeps his promise. So I thank each of you for how you've touched my life and the life of my family. I can't imagine what yesterday would have been like without you, because we would have been lost, because you're part of that family. I think of the young boys who are becoming young men, who stood up there and sang and gave their gift. I think of Xerxes and him rolling up all those cords, and I'm worried about people tripping on things, and he took care of it, went smoothly. I thank you for the loan of Alyssa. and for the strength of Nikki to get up there and help as well. And everybody pitched in.
It was hard. I don't like the public.
I know. You are like me. You're shy.
Yes.
But I look at it and I think, all of the family of God came together. I think of Becky running around like, I got to go pick up my car and I got to get this done. And I'm, it's going to be okay, Becky. It's going to be okay. And it was okay, right? It was okay. We got it done. And today they're married, and that's a good thing.
Praise God.
Yes, absolutely. The heat is off. Kathy, no take backs. Just so you know, no take backs. But I thank each of you because you all play a part in our lives, and then we're blessed because of it. So thank you for that. Thank you for giving the way that you give and for loving us despite ourselves. And that's how I see heaven, and you're all going to be a part of that. And you'll go, finally, she'll sit down and shut up. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So we were standing out there in that foyer, and Kathy came up in her dress, and I think, Kathy, there was a number of us that got a picture with her, and she looked out the window. I think she knew this, but she asked anyhow, so what's the police car out there? There was a police car right out there, and I said, that's in case Max tries to get away. Anybody else? Throughout the year? Yeah, Xerxes, go ahead.
I would like to thank Tristan for his help this past week or so. He really helped me tear down the stage and set it back up, even though I didn't give him very good direction.
He's a gunner.
He was helpful today, just before you. We are clearing out downstairs, and there's still some chairs to be brought up. And he was right in the midst of trying to move some things out that we've collected here over 40 years.
At least.
There's a podium down there that could go into the Smithsonian. Anyway, Brian.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Kathy. I came in, what, it had been 2 or 3 years ago, maybe. I walked in here one day. It was summer. I lived up the road for 30 years. I sat right above where I'm sitting now. And God immediately accepted, like Kathy, and I loved your messages right from the beginning. I felt they were meaty and they weren't trite. And then I want to just thank everybody, both collectively and individually, for allowing me as I came in here to exercise what I felt God had been giving me as gifts. And I started putting together plays and different festivals and art shows and things. And everybody was supportive and nobody complained and said, why don't you do it this way and why don't you do it this way? Although maybe they should have. But anyway. No, but I'm always open to being critiqued, okay? But you folks had just gave me the liberty that I never had before to exercise, I think, the gifts that I felt like God had given me.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, go ahead, David, and then we'll come over here.
I'm going right at him.
I would think somebody has to.
I've known Brian probably longer than anyone else in this part of the
country. I think Sayla has
feet. She's at least a year old.
Brian has never been anything but a good, helpful, and loving person, especially to me at times when I really needed it. And Doug, met him a few years after the same way. I actually was having a heart attack and falling off a stool at one of the open mics that we did. And Doug caught me before I went to the floor.
Praise God.
These are all good Christian people that made me, when Kathy's daughter was thinking about getting baptized, the first person I contacted was Brian. Mm-hmm. I said, Brian, do they do baptism? And he gave me the date, and we have been a part of this family ever since.
Amen.
Happy to be
here.
Happy to have
you here. You know, I went to Allen Creek Friends Church. That's where I grew up at. And the one thing Jim Branningham would say is, we are friends. So when new people come, you are to be friendly. We are Friends Church. So that's the one thing that's always stuck in my mind, that when a new person comes, you need to go up and welcome them and make them feel welcome. Because we are a Friends Church, and we're supposed to make you feel welcome.
Okay, so some people, okay, and then I'll get to you. Some people are okay with standing up, and other people can't do that. I'm Irish, so I do that naturally. But I'm going to give you all a chance to re-stand, and there's some people here that you may not want to single out or have everybody look at them, but I need for you to go over and say thank you to them. So we're going to hear from Matthew, and then we're all going to re-stand, and we're going to reconnect to each other and just say thank you or give a word of encouragement. All right? So Matthew?
For putting up with the hyperactive child that I was and probably still am in some ways. For John Long picking me up every Sunday when I was still little enough to do that.
Can't do it anymore.
For Jerry always saying, "Hey, Matthew," and shaking my hand when I come here. Every time almost I saw him.
Wonderful
Roy, for Steve, even candy when he was still here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
For just making me also feel welcome here.
So if you could stand and go find people you want to encourage or say thank you to.
While they're doing that.
Okay, we got another one.
While they're doing that.
He sprung up. I didn't see him, but
while
he sprung
they're doing
up.
That.
Yeah.
I have been coming here now for a few years. And I want to give thanks to God.
Yes.
First and foremost. But I want to thank him for a church that is a giving, and I can't say it enough, a giving church. I've been in a lot of churches over the years, a lot of churches. And I have to say, this is the most giving people that I've been associated with in my years of being a Christian. And that's a number of years. I was born again in April 1st, 1974. That's a
praise God. Praise God.
So we're going to, so you know how this is going to go, we're going to do some songs of praises, and then we're going to take some time, and we're actually going to thank God for things. And so as you think about stuff, you may want to look in your scriptures for things that speak of thanks or giving or thankfulness, gratitude. So all of that is coming. But first, let's say thank you to each other. Go ahead.
It's
fun to do. That's what I usually do when I get home. How does that get you?
So creative more than I have space. So It's a part of Times Square, and our campus, the Ohio County, David Zanotti was a lawyer originally. He lives up in Strongsville. I knew him because I lived right there in Columbia State. So, but they do a Christmas in America every year. What was the outcome of that year politically or whatever? It's really neat. Not a great basis. No.
Got a friend of me, and then we'll have a winter.
I don't want to interrupt you.
No, we're good. Thanks, Brian, for all your creativity.
Yes.
And I have a check so I can get a major.
Okay. And you, I'm thankful for. You are always, you are like a stud cast. You know what you hear? When I see you in my mind's eye, picture the rocky coast of Maine. It's night, it's a storm, and the sea is very angry. You are a lighthouse on an outcrop. Am I right?
You're right. You are so right.
Just totally oblivious and standing like a beacon in the night. I'm feeling I'm not.
I don't feel that way. I feel really jumped up inside of you sometimes.
You know. No, but you know, and God, you know, like, look at the scriptural references. You know, most people, a lot of people did a lot for the Lord. One just said, I can't do it. I'm slow of speech. Or, I can't do that. Or, I'm not going to go to Nineveh or whatever.
Right. Yeah. This is true. Very true. I should show you.
As you all sit, You all know my son Jesse is in Asheville. That's where he is. Go ahead and sit. You'll hear this. He called, I think it was today. He called Thursday night, Friday, and he said, could you have the people at Bethany pray for me? Jesse is a special ed teacher dealing with severely handicapped kids in Buckham County. That would be the county. So he gets moved around to schools depending on the severity of the children in a particular school system. And he got Beck on the phone and he said, a really sad thing happened, and could you just have Bethany pray? One of his kids who's got severe disabilities walked in, and his dad had committed suicide, and this child was the one to find his father dead. And he said, this kid is a mess. And, you know, he's got all these handicaps, and now this person that, you know, he kind of looked to is gone. And for those of you who are aware of that, how important it is for people who have handicaps to have somebody who loves them, who makes room in their life for that person to sit next to them. And Jesse said, you know, he comes to class and he's a puddle. It's so sad. So sad. Anyway, we're going to sing some songs. On that note, we're going to try to be more uplifting, but we're going to sing some songs of praise. We'll do two or three more songs, and then in your sermon notes, there are some places in the scriptures that you can go, and if some of you could read some of those and just encourage us to be grateful to the Lord for our lives and the ways he's praised our lives. All right? We're going to do the song, Blessed Be the Name.
I'd like to share one. It's based on a song that eventually will sing. We haven't quite got it together yet, but it's based on Isaiah 28 verse 16, and it says, so this is what the sovereign Lord says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. And I've learned that song. It's called Cornerstone also, is another song we sing here called the same title. But it just came to me the other day. I used to sing that song at the Presbyterian Church, and I thought, we should try to sing that one. It's really not that hard. We're just trying to figure it out yet. But I just wanted to share that, because he gives us a stone to stand on. It's a tried stone, it's a sure foundation. And as long as we believe in him, we'll never sing.
Some others? Yeah, sure.
Psalm
I see that here.
Verse 4 and 5, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations.
It's one that I've shared in the past. It's 2 Chronicles 1 through 3. When Solomon is asking for God's presence to come fill the temple at the dedication, everyone has to flee the temple, and it's not in fear. It says in that verse 3, they bowed down with their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, he is good. And his steadfast love endures forever.
Isn't that wonderful to know that? You think I'm going to go away? I'm not.
I think you just take over.
Can somebody read for me Matthew 6, 9 through 13? You'll recognize this. Matthew 6, 9, 13, buried right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount.
Got it. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen. And women too said that, yeah. Not just the men. Could somebody read for me 1 Thessalonians 5:18? See, I'm going to get you to read this whether you want to or not. So I need somebody to read 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, you can read it.
Oh, it's on the screen. That's what. I can read that. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Do you find that difficult to do?
Yes.
In all circumstances, I do too. You know, in the scriptures, it would say in the book of Philippians 4, it says, be anxious about nothing. How many of you deal with anxiety besides me? There's a lot of us on that boat. But it says, be anxious about nothing. Now, how do you do that? But it says, with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. But notice the sequence. Be anxious about nothing. So if you're anxious today, don't leave here being anxious. Give it to the Lord with thanksgiving, knowing that he who has nail-scarred hands knows what you need. And he has known what you've needed all your life. As we come to an end of this, could somebody read Colossians 3, 15 through 17? Colossians 3, 15. Oh, there it is, like magic. Somebody want to read it? Kathy, go ahead.
I'll read it. Where did you say to start?
15. You can just read it right up. Yeah, 15.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
There's probably no trait or characteristic that will change your life as much as being thankful. It's easy to be pessimistic. It's easy to say the world's being washed down the toilet. But you know, what you have to say in your head is, you know, God's still in charge. He's still got this. No matter what foolishness goes on around us. And so, whenever you begin to feel that way, I need to throw your shoulders back. Throw them back. Lift your head up. And say with me, God's got this.
God's got this.
All the time. So here's this last thing. Roy mentioned it, but I'm going to actually quote you what was read at the first Thanksgiving at Pilgrim Rock by the Pilgrims, who were people who had come out of the Netherlands. They were in England. They ran over to the Netherlands. They got thrown out of there, and they came to America on the boat called the Mayflower. They were there 3 years, and here is what was proclamated. It's a prayer of thanks by Governor Bradford 3 years after settling in at Hillshire Rock. And he says, and it's kind of that old English, so it's kind of fun to like, really, they use those words. Inasmuch, I never use that word, inasmuch, as the Great Father has given us this year an abundance harvest of Indian corn, wheat, peas, beans, squashes, and garden vegetables, as has made the forest to abound with game, and the sea with fish and clams. Inasmuch He has protected us from the ravages of the savages and has spared us from the pestilence and disease and has granted us freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our conscience. Now I, your magistrate, do proclaim, all ye pilgrims, that with your wives and your little ones do gather at the meeting house, and that is what, as friends, we call this place. This isn't a church. This is a meeting house. On ye hill, I'm not sure we're on a hill, between the hours of 9 and 12, in the daytime on Thursday, November 29th, the year of our Lord, 1623. It had been 3 years since the pilgrims landed on ye Plymouth Rock, and therefore, now listen to your pastor and render thanksgiving to the Almighty God for his blessings. And then he says to them, give thanks to those around you for what they mean to you and who they are in Christ. And that's what you all did this morning. And then this final statement would say, spend an extended period of time in praise and thanksgiving to God above. And my friends, if you take on that attitude of gratitude, it will change your attitude. Don't miss out on that chance. Now, here's what we've got coming. We're going to do a Christmas play. And as I look around this room, I'm seeing some very gifted actors. And actors that haven't been found yet. And we just enjoy being with each other. But we're going to basically take a look at Mary. So that's the thread we're going to run through the scriptures. We're going to start in the Old Testament, Isaiah. And we're going to hear about God's promise to us. And if you were here at the wedding, what Max encourages us to remember is that God has a covenant with you and with me. It's a promise, and his promise will be kept. And we get to celebrate as we head into Christmas. Let me have a word of prayer with you. There is those nativity sets outside, and for those of you that don't know, Christmas cookies start showing up next week. So you will want to get here early to get your options.
To get ahead of Brian.
That's right. Get ahead of Brian. Isn't that funny?
Thank you. Hey, I'll own that.
Yeah.
Before you do that, I have one scripture.
Oh, wonderful.
That I believe it came from Apostle Paul. He said, I was once young, and now I'm old. Praise the Lord. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. If we hold on to that, and if we try to be a blessing to somebody else, we will be blessed. Amen.
Now, if you haven't seen this, that youth house is full from all of you.
But we'll make room, so keep pushing it in there. Push it in there. Don't stop.
Yeah, go back there and look. And we've already taken a load down. And now it's all filled again. And it's from all of you. And, you know, when other French churches heard about this, they're like, but Bill, there's only like 50 people out there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And all the angels are given too. There's just all this stuff. But anyway, let's have a word of prayer and be grateful people. Father, we're grateful for this chance to be together. We're grateful for songs that we can sing that remind us that we can learn to love one another. We're grateful that we're forgiven people. We're grateful for weddings where we get to celebrate that here are two that have committed to love one another. And we all know that that's not easy. And yet they've made that commitments almost at the tail of their lives, 83 and 78. Lord, may that be an encouragement to all of us. And may we today know, and this week as we celebrate, what's it mean to be a grateful, thankful people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people together say,
Amen.
And be together. Don't forget your nativity scents.
Chicken and ham.
Ooh, chicken and
please,
ham.
Please.
Ladies, Coleslaw. That means you don't have to cook. Right downstairs.
Yeah. No, it's in the back. Come on. In the back.
Just follow her down.
In the back, in the kitchen.
How easy is that?